Martin Regan. Another county final to look forward to. No doubt you're excited. The challenge of getting to this particular stage, it has been an epic journey so far this year, but no doubt you're pleased to be in the final and up against Gidor.
Yeah, delighted. Look at us, as you said, it's been a titanic struggle to get this far, right through from the group stages. We lost two of our four group stage games, and the other two we won by a point and 2 points. So look, the four group games are really, really tough, and then we beat Killybegs with a few late goals against Killybegs, so we won that by 4 or 5 points at the end up. And then two massive tests against Termon and Fermasters. Both, you know, we were dead and buried against Termon. We were 6 down with 4 minutes to go. You know, it was lights out for most teams, but the boys kept battling away. We got a wee break with Max's goal there to bring us level, and obviously Fimber kicked the winner after that. And then yesterday, obviously, with Fermasters, extra time, and you know, it could have went anyway, as any game could when it's that close, but we just came out the right side of it, thankfully, and we live to fight another day.
Yeah, I suppose looking at the group stages, there was defeats at home and things you just don't associate with. Niamh Connell, no doubt there was a bit of head scratching going out through that group stages, wondering where we're at, really.
Yeah, definitely. From the first day, you know, we went over to Glensbury in the first day, we lost that first game, and then we'd outran the second game, a big derby down the field, and again, no more than the for Masters and Termons game, it was late on. I think we were point down or 2 points down, actually, with the time more or less up, and Brick kicked a 2-pointer and we followed up, we got another point then after that there as well. We won't be getting, got a point after that, but it was one of them. We were really, really lucky to come out of that there with a victory, and same up and downing, so it was no different as well. I think we were 7 or 8 up right at half time, but a huge wind and we were a man down, and look, we just ground out a victory. We were lucky to get over the line that day, so it really was just a case of surviving them games and moving on. And thankfully, now we've improved as the years went on, and things haven't got any easier, but performance have been a bit better.
Like you said, you had 5 games in the trot there at one stage. I suppose you're going deep into your squad as well, and I suppose that has helped you in one particular way. It's allowed the younger players like Max Campbell and all right, Fanbar Rorty has been having a phenomenal year with Donegal, but having a phenomenal year with Niamh Connell as well. You've unearthed a number of new players this year that you maybe didn't have last year.
Yeah, and I suppose with the 5 game, 5 weeks running, you've had to do that because we've been unfortunate. We've picked up injuries, like Max got injured that game against Ardragh, and Keelan McGill got injured that game against Ardragh, and you know, Keelan's first game back was yesterday, so we ended up missing 4 games over an injury, and Max the same, and then Owen Begett again got hurt 2 weeks ago, and he's missed 2 games, and that's the unfortunate thing. You know, if you pick up an injury, I think it's something we need to look at going forward, because you know, Owen's worked so hard all year to get back playing football, and then he picks up an injury and he's looks like he could miss the rest of the club championship because it's so condensed. So it's something that probably does need to be looked at. The game is faster, there's no doubt about that there. There's more injuries happening, and you get players who work so hard all year, then they end up missing, you know, the biggest games of the year then, because they're so close together. But look, it's not an easy thing to get right. I know the fixture calendar, when you look at the county and the club setup, it is condensed, but it is something that I suppose it's not right on players that they're playing such a fast game so close together.
And looking at, I suppose, the new rules coming in this year again, adapting to those and taking their time, I suppose, in the league is one part, but in the championship as well, it really goes up a notch after that. Adapting to that, I suppose your style of play, Martin, down to the last number of years, has to be different this year, obviously. Has that been a challenge?
Yeah, it has, definitely. I think most teams would have found that it has been challenging. It's much harder to defend now, definitely, than it would have been in the past, because you can see that teams are struggling. Gidor are probably the best set up team I've seen defensively. They seem to have a very good system in place there, but it's difficult. It really is difficult defence. We've tried both. We've tried going zonally at different stages. We've tried going man to man, and it's not easy in either scenario. So it's not. So that's been difficult. And there's so many other rule changes beside, and it's not easy. Even referees, you know, it's challenging for referees. There's games there, you know, the advantage rule, and it's frustrating then from a manager's point of view. There's one game you're going out and the advantage might be 5 seconds, and another referee might be given 15 seconds of an advantage, and it's difficult, and I think referees need a bit more clarity on that as well. And that's not me having a dig at anyone, but it is difficult at times. You really don't know how much of an advantage you have. You could rush a shot and find out you didn't have an advantage after all that there, and kickouts, like I say, it's just clarity. I think refs would love a bit more clarity on things like that there. There's doesn't seem to be huge consistency, and that's just with so many rule changes coming in so quickly, it has made things difficult.
Look, Martin, reflecting back on your squad, look, it's been a phenomenal journey from an Niamh Connell point of view, but year in, year out, you've obviously been there at the top table of Donegal football. Wasn't there last year in the final, but the squad that you've developed again this year, you've probably learned more about them as individuals because they've had to dig it out a number of times, and that is a sign of a really good team.
Yeah, and I suppose their squad has changed a lot in the last 12 to 18 months as well. Like, obviously, we've lost Ciarán there this year through injury, but we've gained a lot of players that we wouldn't have had last year. You know, Alton Doherty didn't play championship last year. He missed it through injury. Max Campbell has been a huge addition to us this year. Big Kieran Gallagher obviously is home from Australia. He's been a massive addition as well. So we've found a few players as well. Shane Malone has packed in the soccer and he's come on board with us full time as well this year. So all them boys have been a big addition. So there has been a natural change of the squad this year as well compared to other years as well. So there has, and that's been good. It's freshened things up. It's given us new options as well. So it is a different team than what we would have had in this last number of years.
There's a couple of the regulars in there, Brendan McDyer, and you've also got John O'Malley. But I suppose you mentioned that man, Kieran Gallard, midfield back, you know, in really super condition. Some of the play that he's been at over the Championship has been impressive as well. But looking at your defence, you've touched on Alton Doherty, but looking at your half-back line of Max and Finbar, and also I think it was O'Donnell who's in that half-back line as well. So, you know, building from the back and moving the ball at pace has been something you have been getting used to this year.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose, obviously, again, the rule changes have been a big help for Kieran. More kickouts are going longer, and as you say, he's a huge man. He's good in the air, so he's got to showcase that this year, the high fielding, whereas in the past a lot of kickouts would have bypassed him as such with short kickouts and getting them away. So we have seen more fielding throughout, not just with Kieran but with other teams throughout the Championship. Pace is a huge thing now, obviously, and the fitness levels are a huge thing. So I think Max and Finbar and Ethan have given us that, the legs going forward. But it was Gidor, no different with the legs, Michael Rorty and boys like that as well. They've rode the pace to our wheel, all them boys. So it'll make it an interesting final.
The hunger and desire is still there, Martin, and you've been at the helm for quite a number of years now. Where do you get the energy every year to keep coming back, to keep showing up? Sometimes, I suppose, it comes from the players within, but there must be something within yourself looking for another title.
Ah, it is. Look, it's enjoyable. They're a competitive crew down in Glenties, you know, even refing in-house games and training games, they can be in Yarkey at times, so they can, but that's just their competitive edge. It's a great thing, and you know they come back hungry every year, no matter what happened the previous year, whether they've won a championship, where they're beat, as we were in a quarter final last year or a county final. They come back hungry and looking for more success, and I suppose you won't always have the good times, and we have a good team there this last 15-20 years, and we're trying to make the most of that now, and we have a good squad there.
Gidor are the side that are trying to stop you getting the Dr. Maguire. No doubt you've watched them throughout this season so far. They've come through the group stages unbeaten and obviously into the and after a good semi-final performance against St. Michael, a different challenge for you once again, but you know what Gidor bring?
Yeah, definitely. Look, Gidor are the same every year in terms of physicality. They'll always be honest and physical. Seem to be very well set up defensively this year. We haven't seen an awful lot of them yet so far, but they seem to be very well set up defensively, and obviously they've some top forwards, so they have. And you know, no more than ourselves, Gidor will be hurting from last year as well. They ran Unions to a point, I think it was, in the semi-final last year, and would have felt that they left that behind them. Maybe, I know they had a free at the end that could have levelled it or could have won it for them maybe in the end. I can't think what it was, but they ran Unions really, really close last year, so they'll come back hurting as well from last year. And no more than ourselves, they'll leave everything on the field.